This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Whatever else emerges during today's first day of public testimony in the presidential impeachment investigation, it'll be a lesson in how government works, that is to say, civics. We checked, and money for formal civics education is limited. According to one estimate, the federal government spends only 5 cents per student on this. Here is Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Let's go.
By the time 17-year-old Maya Kelly graduates Washington, D.C.'s Dunbar High School, she will have drafted her own laws, learned about executive powers, and worked her way through the Bill of Rights.
That's like someone saying, you can't pray here, or you can't say that. That's like against my freedom of speech and religion. Like, that's against my First Amendment right.
Fitting those civics lessons into a tightly packed academic calendar and into school budgets can be challenging. Diana Owen is a political science professor at Georgetown University.
The big problem is that there is a tremendous disparity between those who get really phenomenal civic education and those who get next to nothing or really poor civic education.
More than a third of white students were at least proficient in civics, according to the latest federal numbers. Only 9% of black students and 12% of Hispanic students met that standard. Owen says that creates a civic empowerment gap between those who know how the government works or how to work the government and those who don't.
So those who are already privileged become even more privileged through the education process that gives them the tools to go on and become really active and engaged citizens to advocate for themselves.
Owen says unless a state requires civics lessons, teachers often have to rely on free resources. The nonprofit iCivics estimates it helps about 6 million students each year, mostly through games. Luis Dubé is the group's executive director.
We have a game where you're a constitutional lawyer, and then the students talk about very specific issues that related to constitutional issues that might apply to their lives.
Tell anyone who needs help defending their rights. We're officially open for business.
Several teachers at Dunbar High School use the games as an extra tool to help students think about getting involved in the political process. Maya Kelly, who graduates in the spring, says she has the tools to press elected officials to get things done.
I know my rights, to know what I am able to do and how to be successful at doing it.
And she has a few more months to practice in class. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.